Mix 107.3.
Good Sunday morning and welcome to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani, and as always on DMV Spotlight, we highlight wonderful people and organizations that are doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, and Virginia area. And this morning, our guest on the line is Colonel Kevin Richlick, Chief of the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. Good morning, Colonel. How are you?
Good morning, Kokalani. It's an honor to be with you guys this morning. Thanks for having us on.
Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And for people who are not familiar with the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad, can you give us a little history of the organization, what it is that you do, and how long has it been in existence?
Yeah, I'm happy to. The Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad is Virginia's only all-volunteer rescue squad that operates a search and rescue helicopter in the Commonwealth of Virginia. We're a statewide rescue squad, and we're honored to have over 40 volunteer members that make up the rescue squad as pilots, flight officers, command center personnel, and ground support personnel. And Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad was founded in 2009 by my wife and I, my wife Ann Richlick, and myself. We wanted to give back to the community. We wanted to find a way to help people because we're in the helicopter training business, and we thought this would be a good way to give back. So Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad currently is based out of Manassas Regional Airport, Manassas, Virginia, at 10503 Wakeman Drive in Manassas. And we are on call 24/7 with volunteer crews to go out for anyone, adult or child, who is lost. We also give airborne support to any law enforcement or public safety agency that calls us that would like airborne support for a number of different things, lost people, lost children, escaped prisoners, fugitives at large, aerial photography, event security, and a number of other things. The Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad also has a memorandum of understanding with the United States Coast Guard for this area, Sector Baltimore, that covers most of Northern Virginia, the Potomac River, Chesapeake Bay. And we're on call for them to go out for boaters in distress. We give them airborne support for maritime security, homeland security, in other Coast Guard missions when called upon. The other relationship that we have that we're very proud of is our partnership with Project Lifesaver. Project Lifesaver is a program where they put transmitters on Alzheimer's patients and children with autism, so when they wander away, they can be found quickly using radio telemetry. And our search and rescue helicopter has all the equipment on board to find them when they wander away.
Wow, that is awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Colonel Kevin Richlick, the Chief of Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. And you just went over all the history regarding the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. And I think it's really great what you're doing, especially as far as helping families. And about the Alzheimer's, what is that, something that people sign up for? How do people get that device that allows them to track?
Project Lifesaver works with law enforcement and public safety agencies direct. So if somebody would like to get their family member that has Alzheimer's or an autistic adult or child signed up with a Project Lifesaver transmitter, they can reach out to projectlifesaver.org, or they can call their local law enforcement agency or sheriff's office and ask if they participate in a Project Lifesaver. And most of these agencies will come out, meet the family, put the transmitter on the patient, and then come back every 30 days, change the battery. And it has a very unique transponder code to it that allows us to track them, usually 1 to 3 miles on the ground and up to 10 miles when we're in the air. So it's a great program, and they have over 3,000 saves. One wonderful thing about the Project Lifesaver program is that people with Alzheimer's and autistic children who wander away without the Project Lifesaver transmitter, many of them, if they're not found within 24 hours, risk losing their life. So the Project Lifesaver program is truly a life-saving program, as is the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. Many people, you know, when they hear about the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad, although we are licensed as a statewide rescue squad under the Commonwealth of Virginia, it's all volunteer and not one taxpayer dollar goes into our missions. All of our funding comes from our own members and our own fundraising programs such as business and corporate sponsorships, donations. We'll do golf ball drops or duck drops. to raise money. But the big event we have is our annual charity fundraising gala coming up on May 14th.
That's awesome, and we will be talking about that coming up. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Colonel Kevin Richlick, the chief of Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. Now, you said that the Virginia Search and Rescue Squad, it's comprised of all volunteers. Now, how do you find your volunteers? If someone's listening, is there certain background experience that they need to have in order to volunteer with the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad?
Yes, there is. For the most part, we'll take anybody that's in good health, that's willing to help us in our mission flying to save lives. Currently, the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad has over 40 volunteer members. Most of them come from the military, other rescue squads or fire departments, law enforcement, or a public safety background, or they have experience as a helicopter pilot. Our volunteers can check on our website or people interested in volunteering, www.airbornesar.com. That's AIRBORNESAR.com. There are some background requirements. You'll have to go through a background check and fingerprint check and submit to required duty times of about 24 hours a month, training drills every month, in various levels of certification, whether you're either a pilot or a certified flight officer. To be on the search and rescue crew of the helicopter, it does take some time to get trained and certified to do it safely. And I'm proud to say that the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad has 100% safety rating and a very good success rate of finding people when they're lost.
Truly awesome. And again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Colonel Kevin Richlick, the chief of the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. Now, you mentioned that you and your wife started this organization because you wanted to give back. Now, what is your background?
Yeah, well, my background is I'm a former U.S. Marine.
Okay.
And came from the military intelligence community, and I've been in law enforcement for many years, volunteered as a fireman here locally in Manassas and Prince William County. And what we do for a living is we're the owners of American Helicopters and American Aviation. We operate an FAA-certified training school here in Manassas that is a helicopter and airplane flight school. We also do a lot of veteran training. We're approved under the Veterans Administration to train veterans using their GI Bill. So we're around aviation, and a lot of people called on us when they needed help because there's never enough airborne support when you need it. So we put our heads together, and we founded the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. It is a 501c3 nonprofit, all volunteer, and we're very proud of not only founding the rescue squad, but all the dedicated members and people and sponsors that contribute to our mission in flying to save lives. It's something that we're very, very proud of, and you know, anybody that gives back to the community, that volunteers your time, especially when they put themselves in harm's way to go out and save you know, their fellow citizen, is very admirable. And again, we're proud of all of our members for all the time and dedication they put into this.
Awesome. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokalani. Our guest on the line this morning is Colonel Kevin Richlick, the chief of the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad, doing wonderful things, volunteer-based, and you are, like you said, a 501c3. People can donate and sponsor, so if there's someone who's listening and they'd like to donate or find out about different ways that they can contribute, how could they go about that? Or are there certain things? I know you have the fundraiser coming up, but throughout the years, how have you funded the organization?
Yep, throughout the year, we accept donations. Businesses come in and sponsor us. The best way to do it is go right to our website, which is airbornesar.com. And on there, they'll find out how they can volunteer, how they can be a sponsor. They can find out about our organization and the types of services that we offer. We also have a little bit of our history on there with some photos of various missions and who we are and what we do, and it pretty much says it all on www.airbornesar.com. We do have our annual charity fundraising gala. It is a black tie formal gala. We do it once a year. It's coming up on Saturday, the 14th of May at 6 p.m. right over here in Manassas at Fox Chase Manor Event Center. Again, they can learn about that on our website, airbornesar.com. It's a great opportunity to come out for a night of fine dining, dancing and entertainment with Prelude, the White House band. And we have live and silent auctions going on that night, and just a great social event. We usually get about 400 to 500 supporters come to our annual gala, and a lot of our law enforcement, military, Coast Guard, and public safety partners attend as well. So it's a great networking event and just a great night to celebrate Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue and our life-saving missions. And without these sponsors, people, and corporate and personal donors that keep us going, we would not be able to offer this free service. All of our services are free. We don't charge for anything. If a public safety agency or the community needs a search and rescue helicopter to go find their loved one, we are there for them 24/7. And again, no taxpayer dollars go into this. This is all privately funded through donations and sponsorships and fundraising.
Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Colonel Kevin Richlick, the Chief of Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. And we talked earlier about Project Lifesaver, which is one of the partners that you've teamed up with to provide services. And everything that you do is completely volunteer-based. Now, can we just go through some of the typical calls that the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad may receive throughout the year, or what's one story that you can recall that you can share with our listeners to let them know how the organization is really, really helping the community?
Well, most recently, we got a call from a local fire rescue department and law enforcement agency that asked us to go out and search for a missing teen who was endangered. We were airborne about an hour and a half, and we located that teen. We have another case where similar situation, but unfortunately, the teen had taken their own life, but we were able to find, their location in the woods and bring some comfort to the family. We've had escape prisoner call-outs lately where a prisoner has escaped from a jail, and the sheriff has asked us for air support. We've had Project Lifesaver patients who have wandered away, and we've been called by that organization and jurisdiction to find them. We've had the Coast Guard call us out for boater distress calls or people hailing for emergencies on the Potomac River, Chesapeake Bay. So there's been a number of calls that we've gone out on recently. We've had some of the calls you've seen in the news, and we don't like to quote specific calls or names, but we certainly, generally speaking, when you see somebody around the region, as well as south and west of us in the Shenandoah area, or out towards the southern Virginia area, we'll often go out and assist in locating someone who is lost or missing quite frequently.
Okay, that is wonderful. If you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line is Colonel Kevin Richlick, the Chief of Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. And we're just talking about some of the things that the organization does. Again, the organization is completely volunteer-based. You say you wait on calls from some of the different organizations when they need assistance. Or do you also sometimes initiate searches on your own?
We have. We generally, anybody can call us for help. One of the first things we're going to do if somebody calls us and says, hey, there's a missing person, is say you should call your law enforcement agency and make the report and get, you know, that information to them, because we want them to be the lead on that search. Whenever somebody is missing, it's generally treated and handled by a law enforcement agency until they can, you know, find out what's going on. So we'll assist them. We'll assist citizens. But generally speaking, we go out primarily for other agencies and organizations that call on us.
Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Colonel Kevin Richlick, the Chief for the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. And we talked briefly earlier about the annual gala that takes place. Now, how many years has the gala been going on? And tell us a little bit about what takes place on the day.
Well, on the day, all of our members come together for gala setup. A couple months before the gala, we're out seeking sponsorships and donated items for the auctions, live and silent auction. For instance, we have a custom $25,000 chopper that was donated that we're going to be raffling off. We have vacation packages to Disney. We have firearms, we have jewelry, we have all kinds of nifty things, you know, packages, for people to bid on anywhere from, you know, $10 to $10,000. So we have stuff for everybody, at our auction, at our gala. We've been doing this every year since we've been founded. It generally brings us in, you know, six digits, over $100,000 a year to help run our rescue operations. And 100% of that money goes towards, operating the search and rescue helicopter, insurance, training, and so forth. And that's with a lot of our budget items are also donated. Our organization, American Helicopters and Aviation, you know, we donate all the storage and maintenance, for the helicopter. We have other sponsors who are corporate sponsors that will cover big ticket items for us. So we're very blessed to have all these people, in support. The gala, opens the doors at 6 p.m. for a, 1 hour reception followed by dinner at 7 p.m. on the 14th of May. Again, over here at Fox Chase Manor Event Center in Manassas. Those interested can go on Airborne, AIRBORNESAR.com, and sign up to attend the gala. We still have open seats. We still have sponsorships available if a business or person would like to help sponsor our life-saving missions. We certainly would appreciate their support. And, it's just a great night of dinner, dancing, a couple speeches, a little program about what we do. We'll have some, VIPs there, I'm sure, that will get up and say a few words, to the attendees. But, it's a great evening and it's our main fundraiser. So we're looking forward to a great night here coming up on the 14th of May.
All right. And if you are listening and you'd like to find out more information about contributing, donating, volunteering, or just buying a ticket and attending the upcoming Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad's annual fundraising gala that takes place on Saturday, May 14th, you can go to the website. And the website address again
is www.airbornesar.com. That's AIRBORNE. SAR.com.
All right. And outside of the fundraising gala that's coming up on Saturday, May 14th, are there any other fundraising events that you do throughout the year to help raise funds for the organization?
Through one of our main sponsors, Prince William Marina down in Occoquan, they sponsor the annual duck drop where we sell little rubber duckies every year. And then we go down on a given day and we drop them in the river and use the rotor wash of the helicopter to push them in a chute. The four ducks win the four biggest prizes.
Wow.
And they raise us $10,000 to $15,000 every year, and they're one of our largest corporate sponsors and just wonderful people dedicated to helping save lives. We have a good number of other businesses that that help us, and we'll go to golf tournaments and do the same with golf ball drops to help raise money. You know, but throughout the year, just a lot of businesses will sign up and be a sponsor for $1,000 a year, or $2,500, or $5,000, or $10,000, or $20,000, because we are a 501c3. It's all 100% tax deductible, and they can dedicate and donate some funds towards sponsoring us. It helps save lives. So it's a great organization, and I'll be honest with you. I want to highlight again the membership. This isn't about me or the founders. This is about the wonderful people who volunteer their time and bring their talent into Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue so we can do these life-saving missions. I mean, we have retired military pilots. We have firefighters and EMTs for local and other fire departments. We have policemen and sheriffs who volunteer their time, and just a wonderful group of people. A lot of our own staff that are certified flight instructors dedicate their time from American Helicopters to fly the helicopter for search and rescue missions. So we're very blessed with all the support that we get.
Wow. Again, if you are just tuning in, good morning. You are listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Colonel Kevin Richlick, the chief for the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad, definitely doing wonderful things for the community. And please make plans to attend the annual fundraising gala on Saturday, May 14th. And the location, and when's the latest to buy tickets, or will you be selling tickets at the door of the night?
We do not sell tickets at the door. You do have to go online, purchase them online. It is a pre-sale event. So right now there are tickets available. There are tables available. There's sponsorships available. Again, www.airbornesar.com. Of course, you can just Google Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad, and we'll come up, and you'll see the website. So we certainly appreciate all the support from the community. The support that we have is overwhelming, and we're just very blessed and thankful we're able to provide this life-saving support, airborne support to the community.
All right. And again, the gala is taking place on Saturday, May 14th. However, you have something else that's taking place on May 7th. If you'd like to touch on that, you can.
Yeah, we also are benefactors of the charity Manassas Air Show, along with the Freedom Museum and the Civil Air Patrol. Every year, the Manassas Regional Airport, the organization MARBA, the Manassas Airport Regional Business Alliance that I'm on the board of, we put on the annual Manassas Air Show. It's great. It's Saturday, May 7th from 10 to 4. The public's welcome. It's free admission, ample parking and buses. So come on down to the Manassas Air Show on Saturday, May 7th, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Aerobatics. More information on ManassasAirshow.com.
Okay, you said aerobatics. That's when the planes do tricks?
The planes are going to do a lot of tricks. And we have the only civilian flying Harrier jet coming that does the vertical takeoff and landings.
Wow.
We have the Warrior Aviation Flight Team with the L-39 jets and dogfight act. We'll have Ace Maker 2. We'll have that wonderful flying circus out of Bealeton, Virginia, coming over with their wonderful Stearmans, Wing Walker and a J-3 Flying Cub Act.
Wow.
Charlie Vanderbosch and the Yak-52, Scott Francis and his MXX. We have a lot of great performers, Andrew McKenna and his P-51 Mustang, and a bunch of other wonderful people contributing to the air show. A hobby hangar down in Chantilly with their RC jets, Virginia Flyers with their RC helicopters, and this is all, again, many airport businesses sponsored this, the wonderful people from the city of Manassas, Manassas Regional Airport, the Manassas Airport Commission, are all supporting behind this event. So, Wisco Racing is our big sponsor for the air show this year. The Wisco Racing team will be there with their cars.
Wow, so it's going to be a day filled with so much.
Yeah, it's going to be great. A lot of aircraft on display, a lot of stuff going on. Great food, over 17 food vendors. Fun for the whole family. A fun zone, moon bounces, you name it. The Manassas Air Show on May 7th is going to be great.
All right. Now, is this free to the public, or are there tickets required?
No, free to the public.
Oh, yeah.
Free. We do take donations at the gates for the charities, but admission is free. And Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad will have our rescue helicopter and crew on display as well at the air show, so make sure you stop by and see us. You can also sign up for the gala on May 14th at the air show on May 7th.
Okay, so it all works out. Again, if you're just tuning in, good morning. You're listening to DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. Our guest on the line this morning is Colonel Kevin Richlick, who's the chief of the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. We've been talking this morning about the organization, what it's doing for the community, and also the upcoming annual fundraising gala that takes place on Saturday, May 14th. And if you are listening, if you'd like to donate, find out more about the auction, or if you just like to buy a ticket so you can attend, you can do that now. And the website address again is
www.airbornesar.com, airbornesar.com, or you can just Google Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad, and you'll see it on there as well. And we'll be honored to have the support.
All right. I want to thank you, Colonel Kevin Richlick, for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight and sharing all the information about the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad. And if there's one thing that you would like our listeners to take away when they think about the Virginia Airborne Search and Rescue Squad and why they should come and attend the gala, what would that be?
Well, the one thing I'd ask him to remember is this organization is made up of wonderful people and volunteers who give their time unselfishly to go out in our mission, flying to save lives, and we certainly are honored to do it, honored to help our community, and we thank them for their support.
All right. Well, again, I want to thank you for joining us this morning on DMV Spotlight. It's been really great having you.
Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day. And thanks for all you guys do to give us the opportunity to let the public know about our mission.
Thank you. All right. And that will conclude this week's edition of DMV Spotlight. My name is Kokolani. And as always, if you're part of an organization that's doing great things in the D.C., Maryland, or Virginia area, and you'd like to be featured on an upcoming edition of DMV Spotlight, when you get a moment, go to our website, mix1073.com, and click on the link that says DMV Spotlight. There there you can send us all the information regarding your organization. Thanks again for listening to DMV Spotlight, and have a wonderful day.